الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are aware, this occasion of nikah, when it comes to nikah, this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look in Quran, if you look in the teachings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this constitutes not only fulfillment of a human need and necessity or some form of enjoyment or satisfaction, but it constitutes a very, very great ibadah. Nikah in our Shariat, in our Deen, is a form of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not a small or an insignificant form. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْعَبْدُ فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الدِّينِ. He said, when a person enters into a nikah contract or enters into this institution of nikah, فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ. The word kamal is used. He completes, he takes to kamal, to perfection, nisfat deen, half of his deen and half of shariat. So not an ordinary act of ibadat. This is a very, very great act of ibadat. Now when we talk about deen and we talk about the shariat, one hand is the Quran. And Quran is bahrun la sahila lahu. Quran is a limitless ocean. Physically, more than 6,000 verses. If you have to go into an explanation of the Quran, simple example, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Bidaya wa Nihaya, he mentions about one alim in Baghdad who in the 5th century of Islam, in his masjid, he started daily tafsir of the Quran from Fajr till Isha. Started with Surah Baqarah. 26 years passed and this alim passed away and the tafsir of Surah Baqarah had not been completed. So that is Quran. On the other hand, the beautiful pearls of wisdom and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama enumerate up to more than 1 million ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, just one muhaddith, famous, we know the name. He knew more than 450,000 ahadith by heart. Imam Abu Zur'a rahimahullah, he used to say to his students, not out of pride, but tahdith bin ni'mah, mentioning Allah's favor and grace upon him. He said, I can recite from memory 100,000 ahadith with the difficulty it takes you people to read Surah Ikhlas. How you read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, I can recite 100,000 ahadith from memory. In fact, in the classification of ahadith, there is this title that is called Hafiz Ahadith. Hafiz Ahadith means minimum requirement to be regarded as Hafiz Ahadith is you have to know 100,000 ahadith by heart, and there were many, many of the aslaf, many, many of the pious predecessors that qualified as hafiz ahadith. So more than 6,000 verses, more than 1 million ahadith, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that nikah constitutes half of all that. So obviously, limited time that we have, it's going to be impossible for us to truly appreciate what a great institution this is in Islam. But human nature is such, and my and your nature, generally we see it all the time, we are looking for shortcut. Sahaba also, when they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes they would ask him that, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice, but Give me such concise advice. لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. I don't need to ask anything more than this. If we look away from Shariat and we look at the Western scholars or the Orientalists, centuries they also have been grappling with this issue of marriage. Countless books have been written. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or the other way around, I can't even remember the title. The recipe to a happy marriage. This nikah which is going to take place now, the burning question. On the one hand, it's a day of happiness. We make dua, Allah gives jor, muhabbat. On the other hand, the burning question in the heart, heart dil khatak rahe. The heart is beating, the father is concerned, the mother is concerned. Am I giving my child in the right home? Will he look after her? His parents are concerned. Will this be a successful marriage? This is the desire. And not only Muslims, non-Muslims also. Like I said, volumes have been written on this. How to achieve this? What we call golden goose, if you want to use English crude terminology. How do we achieve a successful and a happy marriage? Quran and Hadith is a limitless ocean, but like I said, Sahaba would come, Ya Rasulullah, give us advice, but give us such advice, such concise advice, that I don't have to ask anything else besides this. Like that, in the Quran, there are certain verses. Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Allah's shafaqah, Allah's rahmat. That these verses are such that, for example, sometimes you giving somebody advice or you telling somebody something important, and you obviously go into this detail and that detail and that detail, and finally, when you reach what is very, very, very important, then what do? Tell him, bhai, jo kuch maine kaha abhi tak sab bhul jao, lekin ye mat bhulna. Then listen, everything I told you till now, forget all that, doesn't matter. But this don't forget. Like that, there are certain verses in the Quran, and one such verse, obviously in the limited time constraints that we have, we will touch upon this. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, laqad. Lam, mufassirin mentioned, some carries the meaning of qasam. Allah takes an oath. Laqad. Other, it may be lam atifa, conjunction. But nevertheless, one level of stress, laqad, emphasis, lam. And then qad. Mufassirin explain the word qad in Quran is like, they say in layman's terms, usko hatora ki tarah samajna. Think of it like a hammer, where you are knocking something into the ground. La qad, without a doubt. Already two levels of emphasis. And then kana. Kana is past tense. In other words, this is set in stone. It will never change. Laqad kana. Three levels of emphasis. And then lakum. Allahu Akbar. This lakum, unfortunately, those of us who don't have a proper understanding of Arabic, myself included, it's very difficult to explain the extent of shafaqa and compassion that is contained in this expression, lakum. In other words, Allah says, by my qasam, by my oath, without a doubt, for you, who? The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the ghayr, for you, because we have given you such a nabi. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have given you a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is sarafa rahmat. From head to toe he is mercy. His entire life was devoted for you. So for you, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a doubt, there is لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ and then feed. Quran is ajeeb. Quran is a limitless ocean. Feed. In this context, the word feed technically doesn't fit. What is feed? Like this glass, you fill it up. You put something into it. That is feed. In other words, the entire wujud, it encompasses everything. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You want to be the best businessman? Formula for success, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be the best father? Formula, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be the best son? Formula, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be the best academic? Formula, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be the best teacher? Formula, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want to be the best husband or wife, and you want the formula to a successful marriage? By the qasam of my Allah takes 5 levels of emphasis and tells you it is kept in nothing and nothing but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, uswatun hasana. Normally you pick up a translation of the Quran, how do people translate this verse? There is for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most perfect example. Technically, that translation is incorrect. In the Arabic language, the word for perfect is kamila. Something reaches kamal, perfection, completion, culmination. If Allah used the word kamila in this context, it would have been perfectly acceptable, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kamal. Not just kamal, kamal in every aspect. His Quran was kamal. His deen, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. His deen was kamal and perfection. His nubuwwah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, matali wa matalul anbiya min qabli ka matali rajulin bana baytan fa ajmalahu wa ahsanahu illa mawdhi'a labinatin fi zawiya faj'ala an-nas yatufuna bihi wa ya'jabuna bihi wa yaqul. He said, my example and the example of the anbiya before me is like the example of someone who constructed a beautiful palace and building, but he left one corner of it incomplete. The people started looking, admiring this building, how beautiful it is. Lawla hadihi al-labinatul akhira, if only it would be complete. And then, Allahu Akbar, he said, ana al-labinatul akhira, wa ana akhirun nabiyyin, la nabiyya ba'di, wa la ummata ba'da ummati. He said, I am the completion, I am the perfection, I am the kamal, I am the pinnacle of the home of nubuwwat. There will be no nabi to come after me. His nubuwwat was kamal. From whichever aspect, whichever direction you look at Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it was his deen, whether it was his akhlaq, whether it was his shariat, whether it was his kitab, whether it was his nubuwwat, he was kamal and perfection. So if Allah said uswatun kamila, it would have been perfectly acceptable. But this is the ajaz, the miracle of the Quran. That what does my Allah say? Without a doubt, for you in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is uswatun hasana. The word uswa means qudwa, example, role model, guide. Fashion yourself like this. Hasana. For you, this is the most beautiful example. Now what is the difference between kamal and husn? Kamali, rahimahullah, used to say, khalaqallahu ajsada Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akmalul ajsad, kama khalaqa khuluqahu akmalul akhlaq, fahuwa كان التام في السورة كما هو التام في السيرة. He said Allah Ta'ala created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical form to kamal akmalul ajsad. Like Allah Ta'ala created the akhlaq and character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akmalul akhlaq, the height and perfection of akhlaq. So he was the embodiment of perfection. He was the pinnacle of height. He was the height not only in appearance but in his way of life. He was kamil, and but in this context Allah says hasana. What is highlighted? The beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was that beauty? Like I said, time constraints. Very, very briefly, I'm not going to go into the details. One simple hadith where sahaba used to describe Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the safar of hijrat. There's need for some provisions. Passes by an elderly woman, Umme Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu anha. A elderly woman living in the desert. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approaches her. She has nothing to offer. There is a shatun kail, shatun miryal, it comes in the riwayat. In our language, a goat that passed its sell by date. There was nothing there. Couldn't be, give milk or anything. Just a few bones remained. Last gasp of life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought her permission to milk the same goat. She gave permission, expecting nothing to happen. The hand of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam touches the udders, and what happens? It fills up with milk. One entire bucket, this entire kafla drinks. Then he touches it again. Again it fills up. He leaves behind this woman, Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu anhu. Muhaddisi, Muarrikheen mentioned, they say the normal lifespan of a goat, if it's not slaughtered, is 7 years. This goat was touched by the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It lived for 22 years. Beyond that, in fact. The entire 10 year in Medina, the 2 years of the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar, 10 years, and then it passed away in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So obviously, having witnessed this miracle, there was a microscopic vision upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the evening when her husband returned, he sees the milk. Where is this from? She says, from the goat. He says, what are you talking about? Then, so the husband also is interested. Tell me. So she gives a description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if you don't understand Arabic, when the noor of nubuwwah touches the heart, look at the effect. This is why Allama Suyuti rahimullah used to say that ma kana nooru Muhammad, the noor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laysa min jinsid dunyawi, was not just a physical noor or light. Bal nooran rabbaniyan, it was a spiritual light. Tansharihu lahu sudur wa talinu lahu alqulub. Anyone who came into contact with that light, his heart would open up and his heart would be softened because of the exposure to the noor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the effect of on Umme Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu anha. What does she say? Ra'aytu rajulan ظاهر الوضاء أبلج الوجه حسن الخلق لم تعبه تجلى ولم تزر به صعلى وسيم قسيم في عينيه دعج وفي أشفاره غطف وفي صوته سحل وفي عنقه سطع وفي لحيته كثافة أزج أقرن أجمل الناس وأبهاهم من بعيد أحسنهم وأحلاهم من قريب إن صمت فعليه الوقار وإن تكلم السماء وعلاه البهاء حلو المنطق فصل لا نزر ولا حذر كأن منطقه خرزات نظم يتحدرن إلى آخر الحديث. Obviously there's no time, but just a few, the beginning of this description, she says رأيت رجلا ظاهر الوضاء. I saw a man, his cleanliness, his luminance was apparent. He had a radiant expression. He was beautifully created, of perfect character. Simple translation in layman's terms, I saw the 14th full moon in human form. Wasimun qasim. Ulama have written volumes trying to explain the meaning of the depth of the description of Umme Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm just going to focus on two aspects. Wasimun qasim. Qasim, sometimes when you're attracted to someone, they say, the eyes are very beautiful. Or sometimes you say, look at the cheeks, how beautiful. What does it mean? Compared to the rest, the eyes are more attractive, or the cheek are more attractive. Qasim means from whichever angle you looked at him, everything was perfection and attraction. Wasim, ulama say, this quality of the Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, they say even Yusuf alayhi salam didn't have this quality. His beauty also was deprived of Wasim. What is Wasim? No matter how attractive something is, like Hazrat Mawlana, my ustad, in fact it's an embarrassment for me to speak in front of him. Last week he was giving a nikah talk. In that he explained that normally when you choose a wife, what do you look for? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِنَسَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا. You look for the beauty. And beauty, there's the problem. Someone wrote the other day, he said that why do men prefer beauty to brains? Why do men prefer beauty to brains? Because they can see better than they can think. Normally you look at beauty, you look at the lineage, family, you look at the wealth. But what did my Nabi say? فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Make the deen and akhlaq the most important aspect. Because, like one of my other asatis, Allah give you long life, he says, normally, when you get married, then the figure is like a Coca-Cola bottle. But obviously, with the passage of time and the bearing of children, the same Coca-Cola bottle, after a few years, looks like a 5-liter oil drum. Now, what is going to be the attraction? Beauty in this world is superficial. Something is very, very attractive. You look at it today, look at it the next day, look at it the following day. The whole motor car industry, people keep upgrading models. Why? Because human nature is such, Allah hasn't kept the capacity in this dunya to satisfy the desire of anyone. Beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming back to what we were talking about, Wasim. When you looked at him the first time, he was beautiful. You looked away, you looked again, he became even more beautiful. The beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that each time you look, the beauty increased. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want formula of a beautiful marriage. You want formula of a successful marriage. You want your home to be filled with muhabbat and ulfat. Know and understand that Allah, who created this kainat, and such a kainat Allah created that it is limitless. The other day I was reading, if you take the waters of the ocean, marine biologists, centuries of research, billions of dollars, they still haven't been able to map even 10% of the ocean. Forget the skies, forget the moon, forget the sun, forget the stars, all this. Centuries have passed, it is never coming to an end. And yet what does Allah say? Mata'u dunya qaleel. All this is little. And the same Allah who refers to this entire kainat as little, when he refers to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. This whole universe is qaleel. The akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is azim. Same Allah who referred to this universe as insignificant places such a seal of acceptance on the akhlaq and character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he says, my Nabi's akhlaq is azim. You want muhabbat in your home, it is in the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn the akhlaq of my Nabi. Learn to appreciate his tolerance. Learn to appreciate his controlling his emotions in the face of anger, not hitting out, affection, kindness. There are multitudes of incidents. I have run out of time. I'm going to mention very, very briefly just two examples, because let us understand, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly spelt it out to us. Formula for a successful marriage. He said, khairukum, the best amongst you. Didn't say tahajjud, guzar, rozedar. He said, khairukum, khairukum li ahlihi. He said, the best amongst you is the one who is best to his partner. Wa ana khairukum li ahli. And there is no better example than the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, Jannat is waiting for him. Maqam-e-Mahmood is waiting for him. Liwa'ul Hamd is waiting for him. And yet, what does he do? He addresses Aisha radiallahu anha and he says, Ya Aisha, innahu layuhawwinu alayya al-maut anni urituki zawjati fil jannah. He says, Aisha, dying and leaving this world, Allah made it easy for me when Allah, you will be my wife in Jannah. What was this? The Jannah was waiting for him. And yet he says, Aisha, you will be my wife. So Allah made it easy for me, teaching you and I consideration for the feelings of your wife. This is also ibadat. Aisha describes Bukhari Sharif hadith. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once there were some Habashis playing in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. He wasn't this dry Nabi. He had the cognizance. Aisha is young. She would like to see this amusement. So what does my Nabi do? He covers her. She says, Ra'aytu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yasturuni bi ridaihi. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age at that time? More than 50. Aisha's age is about 16 or 17 years of age, according to the calculations of Muhaddiseen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is covering her with his chadar. With his chadar, so that parda is observed. And she's looking at these habshis playing in the courtyard. What happens? Woman's nature is such. Allah has made her such. That is why the acid test of your akhlaq is where in your house. Two avenues that I'm not going to go into details. To fool the whole world that we have a lot of akhlaq and tolerance is very easy. Where it is tested, one will be with your wife and the other will be with your staff and those in your employ. Like I said, that's a separate topic. The wife is designed like that. She will test you. So what happens? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is standing on one foot in order to accommodate Aisha. After a while, his foot starts paining. Aisha says, Ra'aytu yuharwilu bayna qadami. I saw him shifting from one foot to the other foot. And he kept on asking me, Hal shabi'ati? Aisha, did you have enough? She said, no. Why? She herself afterwards says, I said no to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not because I hadn't had enough. I had enough. I wanted to see maqami fi qalbihi, how much love he had for me. لِأَنْزُرَ صَبْرَهُ لِي, how much sabr and patience he will exercise because of me. He didn't get upset. Aisha, what's wrong with you? You had enough. No. Kept on asking her, هَلْ شَبِعْتِ. She kept on saying, لا, لا, لا. No, Ya Rasulullah. Till she herself released him, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam maintained that posture out of consideration for his wife. This is nikah. Nikah is not words. A home has to be made. And understand, my respected brothers, homes are not made with wealth and degrees. Homes are not made with jewelry sets. Homes are made with the akhlaq and seerah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this has to be learned. This is why our elders are beseeching us, establish halaqa of ta'aleem every day in your home. Quality time instead of that cell phone and the internet. Sit with your family. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read the fazail amal and read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa rahmah.